Normally, I don't have a lot of pressure with anything we do on the show. I feel a lot of pressure all of a sudden here.
Why?
1023 XLC, Wes and Leah, because I was told I have a reputation now.
Well, you do have a reputation, but now you have an added reputation for asking hard questions, Wes.
And I didn't think these are hard questions.
Take it back a little bit. 1023 XLC, Wes and Leah. Gurney's got it. Gurney has new queens. Want to say congratulations and welcome. We have Miss Gurney in with us, Bella.
Hello.
And then Junior Miss Gurney, Brooke.
Hi.
And then Little Miss Gurney, Annabelle.
Hi.
Which Brooke and Annabelle are sisters. I don't know if you knew that.
I thank you so much for clarifying that for me, like for the fourth time in this studio today.
I just think that's really cool that the Junior and Little Miss Gurney are real actual sisters. I mean, you guys are all sisters now, sister queens.
Is it one of those things, real quick, I should ask mom and get her by a microphone? Is it like when your kids, I have two sons that are a year and a half apart, and I always wanted to get them on the same sports team, and then when I did, I was like, that was the worst decision ever because it's a lot more pressure on me now. Is it like having them both in this stuff? You're like, oh man, this is like twice the obligation for me as a parent now, too.
But I feel like it would be even better because at least they're going to the same places.
I guess, they have
to be at the same places at the same time, which... The Gurney, well, just, I mean, queens in general, anyone representing their community, you guys do so much. I don't think that people even understand. So what are some of the duties that you do as a queen?
So as a queen, we really want to focus on volunteer work and really serving our community, getting to know all the members and really creating those personal relationships. So, for example, last Sunday, we went to the Gurney's Farmers Market, where we were able to meet all these amazing small local businesses, interact with them, see what they were doing, what they had to offer. It was a really cool experience.
Now, Bella speaking, who is Miss Gurney and is obviously the oldest of the three. Now, you're going to be heading off to college this spring. Where are we at right now? We're in summer still, right? So you're heading
off, more weeks.
You're heading off to college shortly.
Yes.
But you have a platform this year that you're still going to be working on. Even when you're away, you're going to come back because you're not going that far.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the platform that you specifically are working on as Miss Gurney?
Yeah, of course. So my platform this year is serving and supporting single moms. My goal in this whole platform is going to be to really empower these women, give them the strength that they need to just keep pushing forward, making the best lives that they possibly can, not only for themselves, but for their children. And I also want to help positively impact the lives of their children who equally are affected by having a single parent who's in need.
That's really awesome.
That is good.
Do you have any questions for Bella?
Okay. Think about this one now. Is cereal a soup or not?
I have thought about this before. I would say it is not a soup.
And why then?
Because I think soups are more savory. I think the sugar in the cereal makes it not a soup.
Good answer.
I can see why she won.
Yeah.
This is her first time participating in a pageant, too.
That's awesome.
So I want to say congratulations again
to
Bella and, again, everything that you're going to be working on this year. Now, Brooke, as Junior Miss Gurney, you have a platform as well.
Yes, ma'am.
At just 11 years old, what are you going to be doing in the community this year?
So I have these washcloths that I fold up to look like little bunnies, and they're meant for kids in the hospital that get IVs done or shots.
Okay.
And what you do is you either dip them in water to freeze them, or you put an ice pack in the middle so that you could just place it on the IV site or the shot after you get one. And it just helps ease the pain.
That's so sweet.
This is like, we talk about this. We do a segment every day called Feel Good Stories, and there's kids always doing good things like this in the world. And we always talk about there's 9 kids on the show, and our kids don't do anything.
No,
for the
our
world.
Kids would never even think about doing
no.
any of this stuff.
My kids would be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, wanna.
Can I do it through a video game?
I actually need an ice pack today. I don't have an IV, but I'm hot.
Yeah.
So your question for Brooke, then.
All right. If animals could talk, which one do you think would be the rudest of all the animals?
Probably either a skunk or a porcupine, because, first of all, porcupines, they just look like they'd be mean. And skunks, because they spray a lot, which means they're very, like, offended. So I just feel like that would be...
Did you know you can have a skunk's stink take out of it, and then it's just a cat?
Really?
Yeah,
it could be a pet.
I dated a girl
that had a skunk as a pet.
Her parents didn't need you. Like, you want to hold the skunk? I'm like, absolutely not. And they're like, this thing's taken out. I'm like, okay, then I will. So
that's
anyway,
a good answer.
That's a really good answer.
You could keep your crown. All right, so now we welcome your little sister, not just literally, but little Miss Gurney Annabelle. Welcome. Now, I know being just nine and being the little miss of Gurney, you don't have an actual platform that you're speaking on or working on. But you're going to be helping your junior and your miss. What are some things?
What if we came up with one for her? Washing radio DJs' cars at the radio station twice a month.
On Thursdays
at 9.
And starting July 22nd, not having it?
No.
Oh. Good for you, because I have a lot of bird poop on my car right now. I don't know what's going on with the birds at my house, but...
Because they're not really birds, they're drones. It's the government spying on you.
That's right. Yeah, birds aren't real. Okay, so Annabelle, what are you going to be doing to help out your miss and junior?
So, for the junior miss, Brooke, I'm going to be helping her make her boo-boo bunnies. And for Bella, Miss Gurney, I'm going to be helping her donate the clothing for the single moms.
Now, and I want to go back to that real quick. Bella, if somebody listening right now wants to donate something, is there somewhere where they could go? Or how can people get involved in the platform that you're working on?
So I am currently working on an event that will most likely occur sometime during December.
Okay.
Where we're going to do a huge community collection of different items such as diapers, toys for children, all that good stuff. But as of right now, the organization I'll be working with will be Staben House. It's
okay.
Located in Waukegan. They're really great. They offer housing, education, parental and life coaching. So I would definitely recommend getting on their website, seeing how you can get involved.
Cool. And I don't want to leave Annabelle out.
Yeah,
you got to give her a question.
I got a reputation here of asking hard questions. Okay, you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, if you could only say one word for the rest of the day, what word would you choose?
Puppy.
So for everything your answer would only be puppy?
Yep.
Like your mom says tonight, what do you want for dinner?
Puppy.
Oh.
What do you want to call dad today?
Puppy.
There you go.
There
what
it
does
is.
Leah smell like?
Puppy.
Oh, yeah. Man. It's probably true.
Wait. Puppy breath.
Puppy breath. Oh, dang, Annabelle. I liked you. Give me your crown. No. So there, you mentioned some events and that you guys were out at the farmer's market. There's a ton of events coming up that you guys will be attending together in Gurney. If people want to come out and meet you, or if people just want to come hang out, Gurney Days Festival and Parade, that is happening in just 2 weeks, right?
I know, you're looking at me like I know.
It'll be happening August 7th and 8th.
Okay. So that sounds, ish-ish.
Yeah, we're a couple.
What other things can people find you out at?
We will try to make lots of appearances at the Gurney Farmers Market. Any big events, not only in Gurney, but also surrounding cities and towns, we're going to be all around. Anything we can do to get involved in the community, you'll most likely find us or our sister queens there.
That's awesome. Well, I want to thank you ladies so much for coming in and congratulate you on your new title as the Gurney Queens. As we wrap up all of our Gurney's Got It segments... Do you have a favorite Gurney go-to place?
I do. So mine is Tina's Italian Cafe and Bakery. Mm. It's delicious. Highly recommend.
Mine is Timothy O'Toole's because it's delicious.
All right, Annabelle.
You know you can only say puppy.
I mean, this was your question.
Gurney Pool.
Okay, there we go. The Gurney Hunt Club Pool. Ladies, thank you so much for everything that you're doing here in the Gurney community. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.